The proposal by Senate Democrats, first reported by Newsday, would end all cash bail but let judges have more discretion over who should be released after an arrest. The judges would be allowed to take into consideration past criminal history and whether the person accused might be a flight risk. Law enforcement groups and the state's district attorneys have complained that the changes have led to some repeat offenders being released and then going out and committing more crimes. Senator James Gorin represents portions of Long Island, where the backlash to bail reform has been intense. He told Public TV's New York Now that the proposal would address some perceived flaws in the law.
It clearly fixes some of the issues that many of us have been saying need to be corrected, so that we're simply giving judges the discretion they need so that we can protect communities and protect individuals as well.
Gorin says not all of the Democrats, though, endorse the idea. News of the Senate proposal angered supporters of bail reform. They held a rally on the grand staircase outside the Senate chambers. Some compared the proposed rollback to the nation's legacy of slavery. Others said it was reminiscent of Jim Crow laws. Assemblyman Walter Mosley condemned the proposal in stark terms.
They want to go back and retransform into this bull legislation. Sometimes you got to be profane to be profound.
Mosley criticized Democratic senators who backed the proposal, saying, "We can't be bound by five or six members who call themselves Democrats but don't act like Democrats." And he urged progressive groups at the rally who helped Senate Democrats to come to power in 2018 to consider withholding support from Democrats who vote to roll back bail reform.
Put your resources where Democrats are going to support other Democrats.
Yeah.
And for those who don't want to act like Democrats, take their resources away from them. Yeah. Let them run. Yeah. Let them run on their own record.
Right.
Let them run on their own votes.
Yes.
And their own position, in their own positions. Because we ain't going back.
No, we ain't.
Also at the rally, Assemblyman Joe Lentul, an influential member in the Democratic Conference who's led the Codes Committee, which deals with criminal law, since 1992.
It's the best thing that we've done in my lifetime and in my time in the New York State Assembly. And we're going to stand tall and stand firm.
Afterward, Lentul says the Senate's proposal was first offered in 2019 when lawmakers were negotiating the criminal justice reforms.
So it isn't anything new. It isn't anything we haven't seen yet. The Assembly rejected it at the table, so why would we accept it now?
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says it's only been 6 weeks since the law was enacted, and he needs more hard data on how it's working before his House could even consider revisions.
You need real data, real information, not cherry-picked stories and sensationalized events to try to paint a picture as to whether a law is working or not.
And Hastie says the Senate's provision to give the judges more leeway could backfire.
Which could end up causing more people to be incarcerated pre-trial and before they've been convicted of a crime.
Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Tish James have both said they are open to some revisions to the law. The speaker did not completely rule out making some changes as part of the state budget, which is due at the end of March, if he were to have solid evidence by then that the law was not working as planned. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.